Buck and Sterner.
95.7 The Fan presents...
Clint Sterner is the last man standing. Now, who is Clint Sterner?
His two strongest strengths, he's competitive and he's smart.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I'm going to put my hands on this bathroom counter and see if I can't twerk a little bit, see what it looks like, see what it feels like.
The Drive is live for Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, he is, and he's dirty too, y'all. He's dirty. I just got to do it at the in the bathroom at the counter now that I'm married with a couple of kids. You know what I mean? I gotta let my wife see it.
Yeah,
look at him. He's right here, y'all. It's Dirty's Daily. It's powered. It's powered every day. Today it is powered by that man, Hunter Brown. A little thirsty Thursday baseball yesterday. The Astros put it on the White Sox, 6-2. Hunter Brown had a little rough second inning. He wasn't real proud of it. Here's Hunter Brown after yesterday's win.
I mean, honestly, I was kind of dragging my blanket a little bit after the second inning. I couldn't believe that. I mean, and that was, I'm better than that, you know, than to do that. But I mean, that was unbelievable, honestly. And if Pena can't, you know, make an out on the play, nobody can. So, you know, they earned it. I mean, it is what it is. I was really not happy about that inning. It cost me like 100 pitches basically in that inning alone. I mean, obviously that's hyperbole, but I mean, I just... So, yeah, I don't know if I got angry or I don't know. I just was better than that. I felt like I was better than them. That's kind of my mindset there.
Love Hunter Brown. Got to love Hunter Brown. I know my partner here was real critical in that second inning, but he pulled it together and got us a quality start and got us a dub. And
said the same things Hunter said.
That's right. That's right. Blanket. That's right. You said it without the blanket, which is the key here. If you've got whining-ass kids at the house, I'm going to tell you, one thing I said before I had kids is, boy, when I have them, they ain't going to be them whining kind. I tell you, I got a whiner. I've got a whiner at the house, and I'm going to abuse that saying, the phrase, not her, the phrase. Okay. All right?
I was kind of dragging my blanket.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been around. I've been around the block, and I have. When it comes to phrases, man, I feel like I've heard it all, especially these kind. I mean, that sounds like an old Southern saying if I've ever heard it. I mean, I feel like I've heard them all. I've never heard dragging my blanket.
That's the first time I've heard it. It stopped me in my tracks every single – it just did it again. I knew it was coming. It stopped me in my tracks. That's the first time I've heard it.
Ron, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to get put in a doghouse over this one. I cannot wait for my wife to drag her blanket around the house, and I'm going to start pouting and get all mopey, and I'm going to hit her with that. But you going to drag that blanket around all night?
I was kind of dragging my blanket.
Yeah, you're going to drag that blanket around all day, bring all of us with you? You want all of us to get a blanket and just do it with you? Is that what you want? I cannot wait.
But see, you're remixing it. You're adding all kinds of stuff to it. You're adding on to it.
I mean, it's just...
Try it with Linda first.
Oh, I could use it with her. Next time I have to get in her ass a little bit, she pouts a bit. She either gets really mad at me and wants to like punch or she drags her blanket. I will use it. Absolutely. I'll use it on my 5-year-old too. My 4-year-old, I guess. She ain't quite 5 yet.
That's a good one to use it on. Maybe just stay away from Lauren.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then for everybody out there that loves the Drive for multiple reasons, I know you love it for these kinds of moments, right? Now everybody out there listening can use the dragging your blanket. Hopefully you're not the one dragging your blanket this weekend. Hopefully you're using that on someone. But Ron, this one I heard. This one I've heard. You brought this back to the surface for me. I've heard it before, but it's been a minute. You're a lie and the truth ain't in you. Mm-hmm. Who were we talking about earlier when you hit him with that?
Somebody texted in something about
about Will Anderson?
Nobody cares about his production as long as they win.
Yeah, you're a lie and the truth ain't in you. That's a good one. Damn, that's good. That's a little more specific usage, though. It's not just the blanket. It's a little bit more specific.
I don't think you should try that one on Lauren either.
Well, I mean, she's not going to understand it, but my 4.5 fits that. She fits that. She will lie dead to your face. Ain't no doubt about it. So we're going to try to nip that in the bud here. Hey, I don't know if you guys have heard about what's going on at North Carolina. I'm not talking about the win versus TCU in week one or week zero, whatever the hell it was. When they went over to, where'd they play that at? In Dublin, in Ireland. I mean, I don't know that there's much of a conversation around this, Ron, so I don't want to force you into a tough conversation here, but damn, this is, I don't know if you've had this thing outlined to you exactly what's going on and kind of what's new. I'll tell you how recent it is. I just, in the break, I popped open Facebook and it said SEC Country. SEC Country is talking about Georgia somehow encouraging the commissioner of the SEC to threaten to remove LSU from the conference over this. I mean, and not look, I'm not saying that can happen. So all my Tigers out there, relax. I'm not. I don't need you to come at me. I'm just saying that's how serious this thing is.
Yeah, that's what they've been talking about.
I mean, that's how serious this thing is in Baton Rouge. But here's what's going on in and I don't know why. The reason I bring up the LSU stuff is because I feel like it's kind of masking what's going on in North Carolina a little bit. If this weren't Bill Belichick, I believe things would be a totally different. But here's what's going on recently in North Carolina. It's going to hell in a handbasket ultimately, right? There's been an ongoing investigation into Bill Belichick and North Carolina's football program. And it took a major turn. Here's the deal. If you don't remember, I'll remind you. They hired the GM, general manager, Michael Lombardi, which was obviously has worked with Bill before. He was $1.5 million a year. I believe he was the highest paid general manager in college football. And he has resigned within the last couple of days. He resigns after being placed on administrative leave July the 27th. I believe yesterday was the day. I think it was the 3rd when he actually resigned. And the investigation is ongoing and involves another prominent member of the North Carolina football coaching staff, which puts Little Bill, Steve Belichick, who's been on leave since August the 6th, it puts him now in the spotlight. That's right. We're talking about drugs. We're talking about sex. We're talking about, I mean, this isn't one of those where I had an assistant coach make a bad decision. This isn't one of those where I had an employee kind of behind the scenes was fooling with one of my players or something. This is, it seems to be, at least let's go allegedly, it seems to be, Ron, like just throughout the organization with what's going on. Lombardi, his whole deal, the whole investigation started with an HR issue. I don't know if it was he or somebody else, but I think he was fooling with another staff member. The word on the street allegedly right now is Steve Belichick. They're investigating him for using drugs, on the job, as well as potentially providing drugs for at least one player. They're questioning about that.
The plan was, I believe, when Bill took over, was for Stephen to be the heir apparent.
Oh yeah,
that was
I
told you.
I'm gonna assume that's done.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is just the most recent, Ron, for me. I don't know why people find it so difficult in today's world to be critical of Bill Belichick. And I mean, it is just, since Tom Brady left, Bill Belichick has been an absolute mess show.
With the exception of the win last week, it has absolutely been.
I mean, let's be honest. That was pissy poor.
Their schedule was so tough, they're going to get blasted throughout.
But I mean, it's hiring defensive minded head coaches as your OC. I mean, the some of the decisions that he's made that weren't necessarily highlighted the way they should, and now he gets to North Carolina between his girlfriend that was the center of attention last year to
it seems mild compared to the rest of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean he would pay good money to bring that story back to the forefront wouldn't he? But this investigation is going to end up being a major problem for Bill Belichick.
Yeah, Michael Lombardi, who left his TV job to come take this role and has been Bill's right-hand man for a long time, since the Browns and the Patriots, obviously. Yeah, this is you got the guy who you pegged as the heir apparent. That was a part of the conversation when he got there.
Yep.
Apparently is being accused of multiple things with drugs.
Potentially providing a player with drugs.
Yeah, so I said multiple.
I mean, what Ryan Leaf got popped for back when he was working at A&M Kingsville or wherever it was.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you talked about this with Lane. I wonder how Carolina feels about the publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Bill ain't buying into that.
Because they brought, I mean, North Carolina, we're talking about North Carolina more than we talked about it since Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. But I don't know if it's the way they want it to be. Yeah. Or it's a good thing. Like, it is.
It's the wildest part for me, Ron, is you know, when you look at like the Parcells, Belichick, kind of that whole their whole MO, if you will, it's no party boys, no distractions, no this, no that, and everything that they preach and they stood for, the opposite's going on in Bill Belichick's program right now. Obviously.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the wildest part to me is this is a guy that literally was known to be one of the toughest, not disciplinarians, but more of like a just not deal with any distraction, any level of distraction, like to a fault. And then you fast forward to North Carolina and he's got the girl on the sideline all year last year. She's running his PR, whatever. And now your son's obviously are allegedly involved in some drugs and feeding it to a player, potentially your general manager, who's your right hand man, has done something from an HR perspective with
another, or is involved or had, yeah, something within the program,
yeah,
that he had,
I mean, it's
he
just,
felt like he had to step down without getting, because he's not getting paid.
And but bro, it's the two people that are closest to Bill. It's the two people that, like, if Bill came in and said, "Look, you can hire everybody else, but I gotta have my general manager and my son as a DC and a future head coach." It's those guys. It's not somebody that, hey, after year one, they had to replace the receivers coach or something. It's the guys that are closest to Bill Belichick. I don't know. I find it's fascinating to understand kind of how he drove the ship in New England and how he won titles and how that was kind of the standard, to now what he's allowing to happen at North Carolina is absolutely wild. I cannot believe that it's not the one of the A stories on TV. Especially this past week when there's no NFL and but we'll see. We'll see.
It doesn't look like this is like we're coming to the end of this.
No. The articles I'm reading are damn near every paragraph is ending with investigation is ongoing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, the one person that obviously looks better with every one of these moves is Tom Brady.
Bob Kraft for firing him.
Like, yeah. The timing of Kraft making the move.
Yeah, making the move. I mean, and that comes with him having Vrabes.